Coming up on this episode...
If you want to succeed, you have to do the opposite of what everybody else is doing, because you cannot really copy what everybody else is doing. Even though my solely focus was just on healing, I never saw my friends and colleagues as competitors. I was helping them build a business and get more clients. At the same time, I was building my business. The thing that energy healing does really, really well is help you really reconnect with your body, to feel safe in your body, to feel that it's okay to be you again.
Welcome to Mission Activated, where we bring you the stories of individuals who've awakened to their true purpose and are living a life of passion, impact, and alignment. I'm Aveline Clark, your host, and I believe that when you're on mission, everything falls into place. Here, we share the journeys of those who've discovered their unique path and embraced their soul's calling. It's not just about making money in life and in business. It's about making a difference, living on purpose, and inspiring yourself and others along the way. Let's get to it. So my next guest is a lovely Nina Maglik. She is an intuitive marketing architect. She's an energy healer and an international speaker. She's on a mission to empower healers so that they can serve and heal as many people as possible throughout the world. Hence the name of her business, Healing Millions. She formerly was a very successful marketer working for Fortune 500 companies in Europe and USA, and she's been an energy healer for 18 years. Combining those two skills put her on the path of helping and healing other energy healers in their businesses. She has this big mission and goal to really heal and inspire people, and it's not just healing the world out of a physical healing. Yeah, she talks a lot about the different kinds of healing and also how this can help people just to find themselves and tap into their own gifts. I absolutely love this conversation, and I know you will too. Enjoy. Well, hello and welcome to the show, Nina. It is so lovely to finally have you here.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Aveline. I'm so excited to be here. And everybody who's watching or listening, hello and welcome. We're so excited you're here today with us.
Absolutely. And you've got a distinctly different accent to mine. So whereabouts are you?
I'm located in Vienna, Austria. So people usually confuse Austria and Australia. And this is how you can differentiate us. We do not have kangaroos. We have mountains. We don't have kangaroos. So yeah, I'm in Vienna, Austria. And yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful country with a lot of castles, beautiful nature. And yeah, I hope you can visit us one day.
Oh, thank you. And is that where you were brought up? Is that where the...
I was born in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and I moved to Austria to study. And then I stayed here. And now I have my family here. I have my daughter. And yeah.
Lovely. It's so beautiful. And yeah, thank you for that visual of where you are in Austria. Sounds lovely. This is Mission Activated, a podcast. And I always like to ask my guests, beginning, what is the mission that you're on? So what is it that you're, how are you serving the world?
So my mission is to bring peace and healing to the world. And I'm doing this by helping amazing healers build profitable, predictable, and scalable healing businesses so they can help more people, so we can help reach more people and help them heal so we can bring peace and healing to the world. And my company is also called Healing Millions. This is the whole mission we are on, to support each other on this beautiful healing journey and supporting each other as we do the work we love.
Wow. So beautiful, so wonderful, so powerful. I look forward to getting more into the detail of that shortly. But first, I'd love to understand the journey. You know, what's brought you to where you are today to be doing this work? Where did it start? So can you take me on that journey from where it all began and that brought you to where you are today?
Yes, of course. I have been working in marketing for more than 18 years, but I think approximately 7-8 years ago, I became very, very sick. and I had bad cramps. Every time when I had a cramp, I was paralyzed for 1 hour. And I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. It was just pain. And at the beginning, it was not so bad. But then it became like really hard to live with that pain because I had 5 to 8 cramps per day during the whole day. And regardless of what I eat, what I do, I just had the pain. And I spent 18 months going to the doctors, visiting hospitals, doing all blood tests, doing all body scans, and nothing showed why I have a pain. And I remember vividly, there was a moment at the hospital. You know that feeling when you think life cannot get worse? And it gets worse. And that was my day at the hospital. I was like, they told me it's going to take us years to find the root cause of your problem. And I cried and I said, I cannot live with this pain one more day. I left hospital crying, defeated. I said, I have nothing else to lose. Like, I lost almost everything. I lost my health. I couldn't work. I was like, I barely could walk. And it was just pain. And in that very desperate state, I reached out to an energy healer. And in just 2 sessions, I became pain-free. And that changed my whole life. I have been doing like learning about energy healing since I was 14, but I never really understood the power of it until I really implemented it on myself and I really hit the rock bottom, because I was brought to think about the Western medicine is the key to everything, what you experience in your life. If you have any pain, go to a doctor. So it really took me a while to reach out to an energy healer, but in just 2 sessions, I was pain-free, and that changed my whole life. I said, I want to know what you know. I want to be able to help myself anytime I need it. I never, ever want to back to get some help. And this is how the journey started. I started really just learning about energy healing just to help myself to get my health back. And when people saw my transformation, they started reaching out to me to help them. And all of a sudden, people from different courses, friends and family members, they start recommending me, their friends and their family members. And without even realizing, I was booked weeks in advance. And I was thinking to myself, oh, this is not a hobby anymore. This is a business. And it was really like, I was doing this because I really loved and I really wanted to help people to see that it is possible to have a better life. It is possible to live pain-free. I really just want to help people and serve the world. And then I realized, okay, I barely had any free time. And I decided, okay, let me do this professionally. And I started really helping also other healers build their businesses because I have marketing business background. And while I was building my business, I helped them build their businesses. And I was doing this 3 years for free, like because they were my friends and colleagues. I just wanted them to succeed. I really wanted them to help as many people as possible. And after 3 years, I decided, okay, I want to take it professionally, like really on the next level and help more healers because my colleagues and friends started getting amazing results. And the moment I said to them, like, now I have to start charging you, all of a sudden they start sending me clients because they got results that they were the best referrals in the world because they start sending me clients. And it really changed my whole business overnight. And it was not overnight success, but it was really like working and helping people. And then they felt this need to give it back to me, even though I was like just helping them for free, and that changed everything. And the reason why I decided to really change everything in my business was because I saw amazing women suffering. A lot of them were so much pain. And sometimes I cannot help them alone. There were like a lot of people need to be involved in the healing journey because it's different, like they have different problems in different areas of their lives. And I promised myself I will find a solution to help them. And I said, what if I mobilize all healers so we can do it together? So they can find the best healer for themselves and find the best solution for their struggles and pains. And this is how everything started. I just wanted really to change the world, to help them, because I know how it is to live in the pain and to live life. It feels like it's suffering every single day. And I just want to give a message to everybody, no matter what's happening in your life, like what kind of issues you have, you can change it. And it really starts with a choice, choosing to change something in your life.
Thank you for sharing that. Wow. But I was just tuning in and listening to what you were saying. And, you know, naturally when we listen to someone, we try and empathize, you know. And as an empathic person, I do that. And as you were talking about going through this pain where you couldn't even walk and you're having these cramps that literally were making you bedridden for most of the day, I can't imagine what that feels like. And I was trying to imagine and I couldn't. So I have to kind of, you know, just put myself in the shoes and try and imagine, you know, like it's really tough. And I think it would be one of those things that you can't describe unless you go through. Would that be right?
Yeah, definitely. You cannot really describe it. I can just try to like paint a picture for you. Just when you have a cramp, you really cannot move because every movement can cause more pain. And then you just lay down in fetus position, praying it will be over soon. And in 1 hour, it stops. And then you have a little time to breathe. And then it starts again. And the worst thing is, like, because they were like coming and going, when I came to the doctor, they couldn't find it. Like, okay, we do blood tests, we do body scans, but we don't see it. I said, like, I don't know what's happening, but I cannot move. And yeah, they did every single scan and nothing showed why.
When you were going through that journey, did you meet anybody else who also had these, you know, painful, debilitating kind of life experience? Or did you feel very, was it just you?
It was just me. It was very isolating. And there was one moment, like in that very desperate state, I spent time watching movies, you know, because you couldn't do anything. And there was a movie called Heal, where they describe how they help people using spiritual mentors. And that really put me on the path. Maybe there is a solution, but it's not in traditional medicine. Maybe they can guide me to find something. And when I reached to one of my coaches, the first coach that healed me, I said, my body is clearly telling me something, but I have no clue what it is. Can you help me? And that was the, like, because that movie really inspired me to try another thing to help myself.
Mm. Did you ever feel like completely giving up?
Yeah, sometimes you think the life will never be better. So what's the point of everything? You know, that's the moment I said, I remember that moment when I left the hospital and I said to my husband, I will never go back. When they told me it's going to take us years to find the root cause of a problem, I said, like, look, I'm not going back. You can only take my dead body there so they can identify that I'm dead because I'm done. I'm done going to doctors, doing all blood tests, doing every single possible scan. I'm done. What's the point? I spent 18 months going to the doctors, taking every single possible medication they gave me. I did everything, but it didn't work out. Like, what's the point? What's the point being regular patient at the hospital when it really doesn't help you? That was my approach. Because I was so in that state that for me, it was like, I'm not going back. I'm just done. I will find a way. It must be a solution. I know it must be a solution because so many people healed. It must be a solution. Maybe this is not the solution for me. That was my approach.
Were you angry at the system?
No, I was just trying to decode what my body's telling me. I couldn't find it. What was the problem? I was like, okay, how can I do this? I was so disconnected with my body. I was so disconnected with myself that I couldn't see what was happening. And that's the problem. Like, I think so many people can relate to that we are so disconnected with ourselves. Even if we tune into our body, we have no clue how it feels, what we are looking for. And that's the problem. Because we forgot who we are. We forgot how it feels to really pay attention to what our body is telling us.
Mm. So when you left the hospital and said to your husband, that's it, I'm not going back, it sounds like you effectively gave up that path. It's like you were giving up that journey to try and solve it, but you opened yourself up to something bigger, greater, like the answers, whether it was God, the universe, whatever it was, and that's when it came.
Yeah. I think that was the moment I chose, like, I will be healed no matter what. I will find solution no matter what. If it means to reach out to alternative methods, I will do it, but I will get my health back. That was for me the moment, I cannot really live like this one more time, one more day. No, I have to find solution. I think my decision also influenced the results of the session. Because I remember during the first session, my healer was in LA and I was in Vienna, and she tuned into, she called me, and I was thinking to myself, how she knows what's happening inside me? How can she know what is the problem? She lives in LA, I'm in Vienna, like how does it work? And I remember the moment I start thinking thoughts, she said to me, I'm here, you don't want to let it go. She knew exactly what I was thinking. And she said to me, you need to let it go. I said, what? I need to let go of me. But if I let it go, I will not be me. I cannot do this, you know? And I wish I could go back to to that time to tell myself, you need to let go to become. But and then she said, she started repeating, you need to let go, you need to. At first, I didn't know even what I need to let go of. But I said, if that is going to help me change or heal, I will do it. I'm ready. I will let go whatever she wants me to let go. I have no clue what that is. I will let it go. I just want to be healthy again. And that changed a lot. I never had pain again.
That's incredible. How did you feel after that first session?
You know, you still doubt. You still doubt. You still think maybe the pain is going to come back. It's because you're used to that pain. The pain became your life. But, you know, I had still a few cramps, but they were not so painful. And after the second session, everything stopped. And I said, whatever she did, it was amazing. I just wanted more of that. I want to know how to do it.
Were you shocked at how fast and simple, I've got my fingers and hands in inverted commas, it was?
Oh, definitely. I was shocked. My husband was shocked. My parents were shocked. Like, nobody really believed. Like, are you sure? Are you sure? And yeah, it was really like, but my husband saw my whole transformation. He was with me all the time. And he saw me in the moments when I had the worst pain, and he saw me in the moment when I was healed. And it was like a day and night. It was really completely different me. And, you know, he's usually not open to energy works so much, but he said he stills like, he knows what he saw. It's like, and he also said, like, sometimes people really need to experience it themselves to really know the power of energy healing, because energy healing, you cannot really describe to anybody. You cannot learn from the books. You really need to experience it on your body and see how it is after the session and how you feel and what changes in your life. And yeah, I just say like, and he's now, yeah, he doesn't want to admit openly, but he really loves it. And he had a motorcycle accident. It really helped him a lot. And that changed his mind about everything.
Did you treat him?
Yeah, he had a motorcycle accident. I was 7 months pregnant. And I was like, I got a call with my friends, to my healer friends. And we spent an hour healing him. And he was blue. The whole body was blue from the bruises, because he had a motorcycle accident. He didn't break anything, but his whole body was covered with bruises. And I remember next day he woke up in the morning, he said, I don't have any pain. Like I have never had the accident. And that changed his life as well, like his perception about energy healing.
That's beautiful. So powerful. And for those that are listening and kind of probably still disbelieving, like you said, I think, Nina, you have to just experience it. And when you have someone close to you or you yourself go through something, then it is life-changing. What was the biggest realization or kind of aha that you got after you went through all of this and became an energy healer?
The biggest realization was that I can create my own life, I can create my reality, and I can choose every single day, every single second, a new beginning, and choose to make a better decisions for me. And that was the biggest realization, that I am the creator of my own life. I'm not the victim of my life. I am the creator of my life. And everything I went through helped me really understand the pain my clients have now, so I can help them. It was a gift. I know it sounds like it was a really painful experience, but now I see that it's a gift because it really, really helps me a lot in work with my clients. And it changed my whole life. I'll say 360 degrees. I will not say 360 degrees, 720 degrees. So much has changed. Yeah.
Did you have people not believing you, like thinking you were strange or hang on, how could that be? How could she just heal after two sessions? Did you have any of that?
Of course, you always have people who doubt you, but I didn't really care because I felt good. I knew that it's possible. I really didn't care about what other people are thinking about me because I got my health back. And, you know, you have to imagine me in such enormous pain where I barely could walk, and now I'm walking, I'm happy and smiling. It's like a day and night. And yeah, I really didn't care if they believed me because I felt better.
Yeah. Such a powerful story and journey that you've been on. Have you met other people after you became a healer? Excuse me. Did you meet anyone else, or have you met anyone else who also is in a lot of pain? Did you seem to attract people who had these unexplained mystery illnesses?
Yeah, actually, the funny thing is every single healer went through really painful experience to become a healer. A lot of people had a lot of trauma in their life, a lot of things happening in their life, and then they usually become a healer because they experience this beautiful transformation they want to share it with the world. Yes, I met a lot of people. Yes, I have like a lot of friends, colleagues who really just specialized on helping people with physical pain. Other people specialize with helping people with trauma, emotional pain. Yeah, I think every single person in one point of their life experienced some kind of pain. It can be physical, emotional. Yeah, there are different types of pains. And yeah, I think every single person goes through that journey.
At the beginning, you shared your business name, and it's just such a it just gives me a kind of happy goosebumps, because I know that for me, my belief and based on the experiences and the journey that I've been on, is that we all need healing and the world needs healing. And I feel like certainly after the last 5 years that we've been through, our society needs a lot of love and to heal. There's been so much that we've been through. And obviously you've got a big mission to heal, and you've figured out how to do that by helping other healers as well. What's the overall impact that you're aiming to make? Do you have that kind of quantified, or do you have a vision or a picture in your mind?
Yeah, the mission is called Healing Millions, but my biggest mission is really to give hopes and dreams people back to people. Also people who might not have access to better life. That it really starts by choosing how you feel today. If looking what's inside of you, what is out of alignment inside of you, and changing that, and the whole world around you will change. And my really biggest mission is just to give hopes and dreams back to every person on the planet, because no matter where you are, what you're going through, it is possible to have a better life. And it starts with a choice. And yeah, that's my biggest mission, because when I help healers, there's a huge ripple effect in society, because I help healers heal more people, and every single individual they help, they are not helping just one person, they're helping their families, and there's a huge ripple effect in society. And this is the mission that cannot be done in one day. It's impossible. It's a process. It will probably take a long time, I think decades, to really fulfill this mission. But I have time.
Yes, you do. And I'm so encouraged by your mission. I really am.
If you're loving this conversation and want to dive deeper into purposeful work, then it's time to thank the Six Star Leaders community for making this episode possible. The Six Star Leaders are a group of purpose-driven business owners committed to doing business differently by embracing their unique genius and skills to make a real impact. It's a space for learning, growth, and truly becoming empowered in everything that you do. If you're ready to discover your own sixth star, go to bit.ly/sixstarcommunity-intro and book a chat to learn more. We look forward to seeing you.
I just want to point out that you figured out, obviously, that you've got this big mission, but you figured out you couldn't do it on your own. You know, when I was in business, say 10, 15 years ago, there wasn't such a focus on partnership or doing things together collaboratively with others. I was schooled in the way that, you know, you're on your own. And here's some resources and some help. And, you know, you follow these steps and you can, you know, pay for help, of course. But it was a completely different paradigm of doing business to the one that I'm in today. And I've not heard of anyone else like yourself who's helping other individuals so that they can heal others. You know, it's like you're using your gifts to help other people who technically in Western society and business, you know, a left brain masculine business view would be your competitors. You're helping your competitors to do really well. And yet it's not that at all. They're not your competitors. And together you're actually doing the work that needs to be done. And I really love that. And I just want to, you know, highlight that for the listeners' sake so you can understand that this is a whole different way of looking at doing the work or using your gifts and being on a mission.
Yeah, thank you so much for your words. You know, the thing is, this mission is really not about me. I'm just a messenger. And my mission is really about every single life I touch, every single person I meet. It's about them. It's really not about me. I'm just a messenger. And I really cannot fulfill this mission alone. And even though my solely focus was just on healing, I never saw my friends and colleagues as competitors. I was helping them build their business and get more clients. At the same time, I was building my business. And, you know, I always say, like, I had an amazing program, mentorship program. And sometimes when you get clients into that program, you will start paying attention to what's happening, what they really need, and you really tune into what they really struggle with. And I realized very soon that a lot of people have pain associated to the person who passed away. And then I said, okay, I need a medium. I invited my friend who was a medium to come inside my mentorship, and deliver messages. And that changed everything for them. It was really, if you start focusing on your clients, what they really need, and you partner with others to really help them get transformation, to help your clients get transformation they really want, you will understand it's really not about you. It's about your clients and how you can serve them. And it's really about partnerships. I always say to people, like, you know, there's 8 billion people on this planet and not enough healers. Even healers need healing. That's it. It's really true. Like, it's not, there's not enough people who do healing to serve this world. And that's why it's really important that we support each other. Because people will choose you because of you, because of your experience and how, because of the energy you emanate, they'll choose you. And that's okay. The right people will find you. There's more than enough for everybody.
So true, no matter what industry or space that you're in. Yeah, I love the outlook that you have. When did you know that you were kind of on path? It was like, this is it. This is what I'm meant to be doing. And, you know, you just kind of had that internal zing, or that, you know, that knowing that, yeah, this is it. This is what I'm here to do.
Yeah. When I was doing like energy healing, I noticed that a lot of healers have problems with their businesses. A lot of people suffer, like they cannot get clients or they don't know how to write offers. And let's be honest, it's not really their fault. We have never learned that. They don't teach this in the school. Even professors at business school, they don't have businesses, but they teach business. I think it's funny, but it's, yeah, that's the reality. And, you know, we never learn how to write offers. And what you don't know, you simply don't know. Like, you're trying your best. You're trying, you're copying what other people are doing in the industry. You're hoping they will know better than you. And then you realize it doesn't work that way. You have to be, if you want to succeed, you have to do the opposite of what everybody else is doing. Because if you think that 82% of coaches fail within the first 2 years, you cannot really copy what everybody else is doing. You need to find your way, your strategy that works for your business, for the stage of where your business is, and for the healing industry and the industry you're currently in. You really need to focus on what is working for you and your clients. And, you know, I noticed that the moment, at the beginning, I have to be very honest, at the beginning when I announced that I'm a healer, it took me a really, really long time to announce that on LinkedIn, because I was doing marketing campaigns for Fortune 500 companies and research for big names. And for me, it was really scary to announce on LinkedIn that I'm a healer right now. But when I did it, something magical happened. I posted on LinkedIn that I'm a healer, I have my website. 7 days after that, I got the card from my former mentor, master thesis mentor. She was one of my first bosses, and she wrote me a card. And she was also dean at university. She wrote me a card telling me, it looks like you found your calling. What can you wish for more? I cried like a little baby because I realized the only person standing in my way is me. If I want to build a business that is going to touch millions of hearts, I need to work on myself, my own fears, my own limiting beliefs. I need to lead by example. So before I show up for my clients, I need to do this for myself. And then, even though I was still like a healer, I was like publicly healer, but you know, my heart still belonged to marketing. I love it. I was still doing marketing. And you know, for a long time, I tried to separate my healer identity with my marketing identity because I thought these two have nothing in common. But you know, I felt lost between two worlds. I really felt lost because that was not fully me. But the moment when I really combined it and really started doing something that represents fully me, everything changed in my business. Everything. And this is the moment when people start reaching out to me. They said, like, it was so logical that you do this because you have been working in marketing for 18 years and now you're a healer. That's a perfect combination. Why didn't you do this 10 years, like 5 years ago? So like, yeah, but I was scared. I have to be honest. It really took me a while to really embrace my whole self and really do the work I love. And that was the moment, because everything feels so easy when you do the work you love. Everything feels like it could just be a beautiful journey. And you wake up with a big smile. You're so excited to do this. And it feels like, I don't know, it feels almost like surreal because you're living your dream. And I don't know, for me, it feels like so good to wake up every single day and work on my business. And it feels like oh my God, I have the best, the best business in the world because I really, really love it. And that's the, yeah, I think this is how it feels like. Really, everything works easily. You know, if you are not really on your mission, if you still didn't find your calling, ask yourself, what is the thing you do so naturally? And it's so easy for you. And everybody admires that for, like, about you. Think about what is that, what you do so well, and what makes you happy. And really combine those passions and you'll find your soul purpose.
Thank you for that. I loved hearing you explain that. If you could describe the emotion that you have when you're, you know, wake up in the morning and you're so excited and about being you in your business, what is the description? What's the emotion you feel?
Yeah, there is something inside of you that is really like pushing you to do this work because you're so passionate about the work. You're so passionate about getting people results. And it's feeling so, I cannot say that, like, it's really hard to describe because it feels so much, I feel so much joy to do the work I do. It feels like, oh my God, is this really me doing the work? Because it feels like a dream, because it's a dream, you'll really love it. And, you know, I was thinking about, like, when I was 16 years old, I wrote in my journal that I want to have a company that impacts people's lives and brings really healing and cares about people. And 2 days ago, I was writing an initiative about my company, is what we all do to support healing, because we are not just helping healers. We also help keep children with cancer because the percentage of revenue is donated to the hospital to support hospitals. We also give like scholarships. You know, we help also kids who in unprivileged countries. There's so much going on, and I really wanted to have a company that makes an impact. And, you know, I cannot describe it so much, but it feels like a dream. It feels so good. And it feels like, you know, when you change somebody's life, I will give you an example. I met a single mom of 3 kids and she had to work abroad. I met her during the vacation and I found out she's a tarot reader. I said, oh my God, that's amazing. Can I have a reading? And she gave me a reading. She was so good. I said to her, do you do this as a business? Is it like, how do you do this? She said, no, this is just for me. This is my hobby. And we were talking to each other. She said to me, and my kids are in another country because I have to come to this country to work and provide for my kids. And I said, why don't you start tarot reading as a business? She said, I cannot do this. I have no business experience. I don't know anything about business. And I really worked with her to help her set the foundation of the business, change the whole life. And now she's living with 3 kids at home. She's working from home and watching her kids grow. And that's the most beautiful reward we can give to the society, because kids have a mother in their life. Because after 4 years working abroad, coming home just for a few days and going back, that changed everything, because kids are happier. The whole family is happier, and we change the whole like dynamic in the family, and also we're changing society with that. And that's the something that there's no price to that. You know, it just feels like this is exactly what I want to do. This is because you're changing people's lives. It's really not about money and business. It's really about changing people's lives, because these kids have mother in their life. And that's huge. And being mother myself, I know how important that is. Like, that's why I'm even more passionate about this.
Yeah, yeah. What you've described is, I guess, the words, I'm just struggling to get the words. You've described how impactful we can be, and that it doesn't actually take that much. And it's a perception and a connection of ourselves to another human. That's why we're here. We're here for each other. We're not here for ourselves alone.
And I agree with you, because very often our own experience in how we deliver messages to people can really change people's lives. No matter what you do, what is your passion, what kind of work you do, you really can change your people's lives. And very often when I talk to people, they say, I don't have any skills, I don't have any gifts. You know, but that's not true. You have a lot of experience. You have a lot of knowledge. You have some skills that can change people's lives because God, the universe, gave you skills and knowledge and all of that to serve the world. It's up to you what you're going to do with that. And when you use your skills to really help humanity serve people, you will be rewarded abundantly.
I couldn't agree more. Do you have days when you feel that you're not connected to your purpose?
I don't have days when I feel I'm not connected to my purpose. I have days when I need to take rest.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm doing a lot. Sometimes I'm also human. I need to take time to rest, do nothing. Yeah. I have those days when I really just need to do nothing for two days. And all of a sudden, my brain starts working. When I take a break, my brain starts working like a crazy. I get a lot of ideas. I get a lot of amazing solutions. Yeah. Sometimes taking a break is really, really good for your business. And stepping back and getting really quiet and focusing what you really want. Because very often we forget what we want. Sometimes we are doing like chasing all the like shiny objects. But sometimes we really need to step back and really think about, is this what we want? Does it serve us? And yeah, we all do that, you know. And that's the thing. Sometimes when you really take a break, things can skyrocket.
Yeah, I agree. I've experienced that a number of times. It's the opposite of what you think. And again, this letting go and creating the space just allows the magic to come in. And it's like, oh, that's what I was after. Oh, I wasn't expecting that. Oh, I need to do this more often. I need to take breaks more often. Honoring the self. Yeah, it's very, very important. What's been the most surprising aspect of the journey after you started helping other healers?
You know, I wouldn't say the most surprising, but sometimes the hardest thing in the work we do is accepting that people don't want to change. And that's okay. I think that's the hardest thing to really witness and watch, because I truly believe that every single person has potential. They can change. And sometimes they decide not to change. And that's the hardest thing. Sometimes we want to really help people. We want to shake them and say, hey, I want to help you. Can I do it? And sometimes you cannot. Because if they are not ready, you cannot do anything. People need to be ready for the work you want them to do. Like need to be ready for healing. They need to be ready to do business. They really need to be ready for everything. And sometimes it's really hard, but we need to respect the divine timing. And that's all. That's the hardest thing, because we see so much potential in people. Like, as a healer, I can tune in and see like your potential. And sometimes some people with amazing skills, with amazing gifts, choose not to do anything with that. And that's okay. And sometimes people would choose to stay in pain and suffer. That's okay too. That's their life journey, and we need to accept that. But that's the hardest thing for me to accept, to see, to witness.
Mm. I guess it would be, because you can see the beauty and the grace and the magic in everybody, and not everyone wants or always ready to be their fullest, most beautiful self. It would be hard. That leads me to my next question, and I'd like to sort of go more into, I guess, energy healing and talk about it in terms of how someone, like there might be listeners on to this episode who have never met an energy healer, never thought about it, and thought, why would I need that? How would I know that I need that? What's it going to do for me?
So let's talk about that. That's a really great topic. So I will just try to explain what energy healing is and why is it important for you to know about that. First of all, when the scientists started researching our bodies, they found out, yes, our bodies are made of organs. Organs are made of cells. Cells are made of molecules. Molecules are made of atoms. And atoms are made of small pieces. And when they started researching those small pieces, they found out there was nothing there, just empty space and energy. So you are, my friend, nothing but energy. They found out that we are made of 99.9999% energy and 0.00001% matter. So the only thing that we see is less than 1%. So we are much bigger than we think. We are more capable than we think. And some of you are going to ask, why do I need energy healing? The truth is, if you are listening to this interview, if you are watching me on TV, if whatever you do in your everyday life, you're using your energy. What energy healing helps you is to learn how to use energy inside of your body that serves you in the best way, that you feel much better, to release pain, to feel more happier, to really help you live a better life, high quality life. And this is what the energy healing helps you. It's not something that is new age therapy. It has been here for many, many years since we exist as a humans. You have to think 10, 15,000 years ago, there were no body scans. People would tune into each other to see what's happening. So it has been on this planet since we are here. People have been using it for many, many years. And sometimes we just forget about that. And that's it. When you learn how to use it, it's really going to change your whole life. You will be more connected with yourself. You will be able to find out what's out of alignment inside of you. Change that. You will be able to find where is the pain in your body and learn how to help yourself release that pain or lessen that pain. It's going to really change a lot in your life, because very often when we have issue in one area of our life, we have issues in different areas of our life. One issue, if you have, for example, me, if I had a pain that affected my whole life, the moment when you solve that issue, your whole life changes. But you need to know how to do it.
Mm. Wow. So what kind of things might someone be experiencing apart from physical pain that would make them think, maybe I'll try energy healing?
Actually, I will just want to be honest. Energy healing is for everybody, and especially people who have some kind of pain, who want to be happier, people who have depression and anxiety. That works good for those people, because very often we have depression because we got disconnected with who we are. We might have like a lot of traumatic experiences. We don't feel safe in our body. We have a lot of panic attacks. There's so much going on in our life. And the thing that energy healing does really, really well is help you really reconnect with your body, to feel safe in your body, to feel that it's okay to be you again. And it gives you that spark of joy again. It helps you really, because the moment when the energy flows through you easily and your whole body functions better, you feel better. That's it. And this is what energy healing can help you with. It does matter. You don't have to experience chronic pain as I did, but you can really choose to feel better today. And it's going to help you in a lot to feel better today in everyday life. And what's somebody who really, really loves doing energy healing are kids. Kids are so good in that. They love it. They play with that. They do it naturally. And for them, it's just the playfulness. And the more you play, the more you have this joy of life again, the better your life becomes.
Absolutely. How does someone choose an energy healer that's right for them?
We feel like connected with the person. Sometimes you need to choose person that you feel somehow connected, somehow like. People usually come to you because of your experience of what you went through, and you start attracting similar clients with similar problems as you do. So you will find yourself attracted to a person who has a similar problems, who went through similar life experiences. And sometimes you just need to really tune in and listen to your body. If I work with this person, does it feel light or does it feel heavy? Do I have this heavy feeling? If it feels heavy, don't work with that person. If it feels light, go for it. And that's the simplest way how people can decide with whom they should work.
Thank you for that. That makes a lot of sense. And I'd love to know now for you, what is the next, say, couple of years? Do you have this vision of the short term, the world that you're helping to create? What does that look like?
So what I would really, really love in the future is creating events for healers where we come together and we do our magic together and change, change the energy and change the whole vibration of certain spaces in the world, especially those who were affected by war, who were places that had a really, really a lot of negativity around them. If you can imagine 30, 50, 100 healers at the same spot, place doing healing, it's incredible what we can do for this planet.
It's exciting. Really exciting.
This is what I would love to do in the future.
Well, I hope that you do. I really do. I hope that that's what you can create, because, like you said, what the impact of that is just incredible. It'd be really massive. Nina, it's just been an absolute joy. I've loved this conversation. I am really grateful for you and the work that you're doing, and mostly just because you've honored your soul, and you went through a pretty hard journey and you found your way, and now you're here to help others. And you're on a mission that's a really beautiful and powerful one. Healing is so needed. Like you've explained today, everyone needs healing, even if you think you don't. This podcast is about, talking to people about the mission that they're on and being activated. And quite often, the people that aren't on this podcast aren't there yet. And it could be that they need energy healing just to help unlock something within them and release something to help them tap into that. And I just want to put that out there, because I believe in the power of what you do, and I want to impact and inspire other people to find their path and tap into that as well.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much also for the work you do. And thank you for having this podcast. I 100% believe it really inspires people, helps people hopes and dreams back. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Tell me, how can people get in touch with you?
So you can go to my website, ninamaglik.com. You can also connect with me on YouTube, ninamaglik. My another website is healingmillions.com. Yeah, just send me a message. And there's a lot of free content you can watch on my website, because I also create a lot of free content. Some people cannot afford services, so I want everybody to have access to knowledge and to learn.
That's really lovely. Thank you. We'll have all of your links in the show notes below this video or on the page you're watching, so please have a look at those. Nina, as we come to a close, is there a little piece of advice or something that you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yes. I always like to say, be brave, shine your light, because the world needs that love and light inside of you more than ever. Your story, your message can inspire people and change people's lives. You don't have to be someone else. You just need to be you. Share your own experience and what you went through, because it really can change people's lives.
Thank you, Nina. That's it's beautiful. It's really strong, and I felt that deeply. And I just want to thank you for the work you're doing, the impact you're making in the world. And I really look forward to seeing you reach your dreams as well.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Mission Activated. If today's conversation resonated with you, please don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs to hear this. Remember, Your mission matters. When you live on purpose, not only do you transform your own life, but you inspire others to do the same. Until next time, stay aligned, keep activated. I'll see you then.